Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Wake up to love, your call to action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show for another fantastic episode of Stories of Hope. I'm so excited to bring on four extraordinary guests today that are going to inspire you to really live the life that you desire. My first guest today is Dr. Entrepreneur, Body Whisperer, Dr. Brooke Sheehan. She is a chiropractor extraordinaire at Cardiff Health and Wellness, the go-to place for entrepreneurs, high achievers, and support staff to optimize their life as it relates to their physical, spiritual, emotional, and mental well-being. Perfect. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. Very excited to be here.
Yes, I'm so glad that you said yes. You were called so to share what it is that you do and share your story of hope and what it is that you want to inspire our audience with. So something got you started in this field. And so yeah. you have a core message that you want to share with us today. What would you like to, how do you want to begin?
Yes, so I want to begin with a story. 10 years ago, I vividly remember sitting on a couch in an apartment with my brand new baby child. She was nursing and her father comes home and he's in a rage. He's really upset. And in my mind, I contemplated grabbing this child off my breast and throwing her at her dad. That's a crazy thing for a brand new mom to think about doing, but we had a history of, you know, emotional and verbal abuse time and time again, that it was in this moment, it was just kind of all boiling up. And so in order to kind of bring the severity or the brevity of that story to life, I have to kind of rewind the clock back a little bit and share with you, Cornelia, and your audience, that when I was 2 years old, I was diagnosed with cerebral palsy. Now, cerebral palsy is a diagnosis that typically happens right after birth, or the actual condition happens right after birth. You lose oxygen coming through the birth canal, which is what happened to me. But the actual diagnosis didn't come until I was two, when my mom noticed, gosh, she's walking on her tippy toes on that right side. What's going on? You know, and the doctor's like, oh, she has cerebral palsy, no big deal. Tears coming from my mother's eyes, like first child, I'm the oldest of five. So the first child getting a diagnosis like this, you think, what is the life of my child going to look like? You know, is she going to be handicapped all her life? Is she going to be able to live a normal childhood? Is she going to be, all of these things flood your mind, right? So, you know, having had that diagnosis at 2 years old, my identity was Brooke with cerebral palsy. Brooke this, Brooke that, even though I was in all the normal PE classes, I was in all the normal kid classes, I never had any sort of special, you know, academics or any of that kind of stuff. But yet here I was carrying this identity with me over and over and over. That was the thought that was through my head. So it led me to get into really not great circumstances with individuals, people pleasing, in bad relationships, to the point where I end up in this relationship with my now ex-husband, thank God. But I end up in this situation with my now ex-husband to the point where I'm like, this man loves me more than I love myself. Like, I am stupid not to marry him. Like what is wrong with me to think that, you know, I'm gonna find anything better? There was red flags waving left and right. But I put the blinders on and I said, you know what? This is what you deserve. This is what Brooke deserves. And so I went on, I went through with it. And, you know, shortly thereafter, we had a child. And the entire time, you know, through our relationship, through our marriage, verbally, emotionally abusive, the only thing that I feel really protected me against having the physical abuse happen was that he was already a like convicted felon. And so the thought of going back to prison probably, you know, safeguarded me a little bit with that. And so, you know, in that moment here, coming back to the beginning of the story, where I actually contemplated throwing a brand new child at a man that I was so angry and resentful against, it wasn't her fault. She was brought into this world, you know, as a result of him, but it's not her fault, you know? And so I recognized in that moment that I needed help, that if I continued on this emotional journey, if I continued thinking the way that I did, what is her life going to look like? She's going to continue the same patterns that she was taught day in, day out with mom, with dad, and all of this kind of stuff. And so from that point on, I made a decision that I needed to get help. But that's a really difficult decision that I know a lot of people struggle making, is they know that they need help, but taking the action step to make it happen is the hardest part. And it took me 8 months from that day to actually make a phone call and see a therapist. And, you know, 10 years ago, even, you know, we hear a lot today about mental health and the importance of it. And it's not, you know, like you're not looked down upon if you actually seek help. But 10 years ago, even, it just seems like such a short time ago, it was still kind of like, are you seeing something? Like, oh my gosh, you know, not a good thing. But I didn't care. I said, I don't care. This is about my child. This is about my daughter. This is about mom healing so she can be okay. And so over the course of 2 years, you know, I, you know, met with her, you know, a couple times a week and really worked through a lot of emotional baggage that I carried through my childhood about my own dad issues, all of these things that she helped me really build the courage, and I was able to borrow her confidence and her belief in me, because I didn't have belief and confidence in myself, but I took what she had, and I was able to leave the relationship, get the divorce. In that time, I also went through a whole career shift where I, you know, I was working in the finance world in doing accounting, and made the whole entire career shift into health and wellness, into chiropractic, and really found my calling, what I feel like I've been brought here in life to do. And through chiropractic college, I also started a business which brings people and connection together. So chiropractically, I'm able to, you know, help a person connect with their innate intelligence within, and connect with their community through Cup of Sugar, which is a mobile app that lets neighbors connect over sharing and requesting food ingredients. So, you know, it's just been a beautiful journey of really finding hope and strength in knowing that my past circumstances, those things that I thought were who I was, are now only part of the history and not the future. And where I'm going, and being able to help people really connect back to their true self, physically, spiritually, emotionally, and mentally, because, you know, I mean, those are four huge facets of our entire existence as a human being.
Incredible story, incredible story. You saved your life, you saved your daughter's life, took a lot of boldness, a lot of courage. And I know the part when one person believes in you, just one person that believes in you, and how important it is to have a therapist, have a coach, someone, a mentor to believe in you. And well done you, well done you. Let us let the audience know how they can, you know, check you out, get in contact with you, look you up. Where can we find you on social media?
Absolutely. So I am everywhere on social media at Dr. Dr. Brooke Sheehan. And that's Brooke without an E. People like to add the E at the end, but B-R-O-O-K-S-H-E-E-H-A-N. Everywhere on social media, that's my web address as well, drbrookesheehan.com, and they can connect with me there.
Yeah, it's wonderful. I'm so, grateful that you came on today to share this incredible story about leaving this past life behind, and that you were not the label that you were given, right? You weren't the label. And so you really triumphed in turning all that around and showing other people what's possible. So thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me. Really appreciate it. Have a great rest of your day.
You too. We're going to take a break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be right back.
Hey everyone, it's me, psychic medium Jamie.
And me, spirit walker Nicole from Shades of Spirit, bringing you another Shades of Spirit tip of the week. Jamie, have you ever wondered if spirit or an angel is around you or your home?
Ever since I was a child. And today we're going to go over a few signs and indications that they are near us.
What about hearing your name called but you can't quite find the source? Has that happened to you?
All the time. I see moving shadows or bursts of color out of the corner of my eyes.
I'll have objects that go missing and then turn up in the most random places.
Especially when you're trying to get out the front door. I'll have electrical devices that turn on and off for no reason.
I'll see repetitive number sequences such as 444, 1111, or 1234.
Join us each week, Monday mornings at 8 a.m. for our Shades of Spirit podcast on Transformation Talk Radio. You can also follow us and make appointments on shadesofspirit.com or give us a call at 858-684-7575 to book your appointment.
Are you ready to find out who you really are? Are you ready to have fun and listen to the soul part of yourself? Indulge in a deeper meaning with Laura Goldstein, host of Coffee with the Universe. This show will awaken that true self hidden deep within you and will get you energized on who you were created to be. So go ahead, grab your cup of joe and experience Coffee with the Universe with Laura Goldstein on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
What would you do with the power of community? How do you create your own rituals? Tune into Living Your Gifts with me, Susan Huff, Ancient Applications for Modern Times, the second Wednesday of each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Our lives begin with the stories we are told and the stories we tell ourselves. Storytelling is the key. To learn more about me, visit livingyourgifts.com. That's livingyourgifts.com.
Tales from the Merworld with Amira Beth, exploring the mysteries of Atlantis and Lemuria, airing every second and fourth Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time. Tales from the Merworld Radio is a blend of mythology, theology, and ancient history, and Amira's own soul channelings. Are you ready to explore and validate the possibility that we are much more than our Earth bodies? Amira Beth's Tales from the Merworld Radio holds safe space discussions for remembrances and memories of topics like multidimensional existences and simultaneous lives. Together, we will be raising our vibrations through stimulating conversations and the opening and releasing of the remembrance of our soul purposes for this incarnation. Join me, Amira Beth, for Tales of the Merworld Radio.
Are you a feminine entrepreneur and you're tired of being stuck in the making just enough money trap? I hear you. I'm Julie Steelman, and I just released a brand new masterclass about how to unlock the three secrets to creating a financial breakthrough in your business. Come on over to calledbyfreedom.com. I'm going to walk you through the three things you need to do to create that financial breakthrough you've been craving. Come on over to calledbyfreedom.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Cornelia Stephanie here. My next guest is Dawn Bauer, and she coaches clients all over the world and is on her way to becoming a minister of religious science. She has a bachelor's in education and has taught for almost 20 years. She has been fascinated by the brain, the mind, and the soul for many years, and was introduced to neurolinguistic programming, NLP, 3 years ago, which changed her life for the better. Welcome to the show today.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Yeah, it's wonderful to meet you. So tell us, you know, what is your core message for our audience today that you really want to inspire people with?
Oh, my core message is that you can have joy in your life, no matter what has happened. It is possible to release any trauma, to release any grief, to release anything that you perceive as negative that's ever happened to you, and really live in a space of joy. I want people to know that. I want people to know that.
Yeah. This is a great message because, you know, people are not their labels. They're not their trauma. They're only releasing all of those, traumas from the physical body, right? And how is it that, are you living that, and is this what you're coaching your client, is that they are not their trauma, they can actually flip that paradigm and live in joy?
Yeah, and you know, it's not something that I consciously went into. It was just a continuous unfolding and me really stepping into working on my mind and spirit and releasing old beliefs and patterns that were holding me back that, you know, were initially there to keep me safe. And I realized that, but were really holding me back from truly becoming the greatness that we all are. And, you know, it's an everyday practice. I'm not going to say that things don't come up where I have to be like, oh, I thought I worked on that. I guess I better look at that again. You know, that happens all the time. But we can choose to live in joy. We can choose to let go. We can choose to not point the finger and live in these past situations that were maybe challenging. And like you said, have that define us. We can choose to not do that. And really just find little joys in everything. And so, yeah, I mean, that's ultimately what I realized I was doing with my clients is helping them get rid of this stuff. Are you familiar with the book Mind Over Medicine?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. I just read that. I finished it a couple of weeks ago. I actually read it in 2 weeks. It's such a great book. I highly recommend it. But she talks about how, you know, really what's going on in our mind and our spirit is manifesting itself physically.
Yeah.
And so I see people that are holding on to weight because they're safe. And that means nobody in their mind, somewhere deep in the subconscious, we discovered that nobody's going to touch me. Nobody's going to rape me. Nobody's going to assault me if I have this weight on. And so it's a safety thing.
Yeah.
That they're not living their healthiest life. Things like that, you know, things with people with autoimmune disorders and stuff, because, you know, it usually comes back to some belief. And it's like, if we can catch that before it turns into and manifests into something just detrimental to our physical health, wow. You know, we can live longer. Nobody's going to live forever. You know, we're all going to age and pass on, but we can have a longer life. We can have a happier life. We can have a healthier life if we release this trauma. So she talks about that in the book, that once you get down to these beliefs, sometimes those beliefs are attached to trauma, and the people that can let that go and forgive or whatever, or release the grief that they've been holding in their body or whatever it is, if they can release that, then their studies have shown, I mean, they're doing scientific studies and research that people, their lives, they live longer than people that don't.
Yes. And, you know, if you remember back a long, long time ago, I don't know when, but a long time ago, we used to live to be 200 to 300 years of age. So if we are not holding the disease in the body or thinking negative, fearful thoughts and, you know, processing and releasing our trauma, like you're doing, helping your clients all over the world, when there's no disease in the body and we've overcome that, then maybe we can return back to living to be 200, 300 years of age and a return back into harmony with nature, right?
That sounds wonderful.
So, you know, I mean, if it comes down to a belief system and it comes down to what is it that we believe, investigating those negative limiting beliefs, like you said, is really an important piece. Tell me what it is that you love about working with clients.
Oh my gosh, so many things. I love, that doesn't sound weird, but usually when emotion comes up, like crying oftentimes, it means there's a shift that's happened. And a release. And so when we're trying to shift something, that's my cue that, okay, we just shifted something. We got in a little bit deeper and released something. And I, my favorite thing is getting a text message not too long after a session or the next day or something. And, oh my gosh, you're not going to believe this thing just happened or this, you know, and it's like, I do believe, I believe, I have such faith that that anything is possible, that that these people can change. And I think that my belief in them too sometimes lifts them up, you know, like we do, we need other people. She talks about that in the book too. And I, you know, I don't get anything for promoting this book, but I'm just saying it's a good book. But we need to surround ourselves with people who are lifting us up, who believe that we can heal, who aren't bringing us down and saying, oh, you know, you don't want to do that. Or, you know, we need those people that lift us up. So, you know, for me to be like, you know, there is no doubt in my mind. I believe in you. I believe you can change. And then, and it's important for them to believe this same thing too. When they sign up to work with me, the last question I ask is, are you ready to change?
Yeah.
And the answer has to be yes.
Ready to be able to embrace whatever is there, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Wow. So I wanted to ask you about religious science and, you know, what made you want to go in that direction? So if you can take us to that for like 2 minutes, and then I want to let the audience know how they can get in contact with you, because we just have a few short minutes left. So yeah. you're moving into, you know, religious science. What sparked that on?
Yeah, it's, again, it's an unfolding and a continuous yes. I think I've always, I don't know if always is the right word, but for a long time, I've seen myself wanting to be a motivational speaker. I'm an actress as well. I used to do stand-up comedy. I'd love to get back to that. You can find my stand-up on my YouTube channel.
Oh, wow.
And I think having humor with you know, motivational speaking is a good thing, is a nice gift. But every time I thought about, well, what's my topic? It just all came back to wholeness. It came back to wholeness and really spirituality. And I think, you know, we're just getting to a place now where corporate companies and things like that are like, oh, okay, we're going to help with mental health. We're going to give you, you know, 5 days a year that you can go in for a session or whatever it is. You know, there's more awareness around that, but we don't talk about spiritual health.
Yeah.
We don't talk about that. That's like, oh no, don't, you know, separation. And I'm not necessarily talking about, you know, a God. We could use the word God. We could also use the word quantum field. We could use universe. We could use energy. We could use the creator. You know, there's just like whatever your connection is to spirit, that thing that's greater than us, and it exists, whether you're a scientist or religious or spiritual or whatever. If you're not connected to that thing, we're missing something. We're not complete. And when we're not complete, there's always this sense of like, I'm not quite making it. I'm not quite reaching my potential, and a lostness and a loneliness that I've noticed in people. So it just, I don't know, one day somebody said, have you ever thought about being a minister? And I'm like, that sounds weird. Yes, I have. You know, like I had to admit to myself. And once I said it out loud, it was like, you know, once you admit it out loud.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, so here I am.
How can people get in contact with you on social media, or even you mentioned YouTube, your YouTube channel? I want to check it out because I am all for fun. I need to have more fun in my life. That's part of my theme for 2021.
Perfect.
Tell us about your YouTube channel and how to get in contact with you on social media.
Absolutely. And my year last year was the year of unapologetic joy. So you can try that one on for size if that feels fun. You will find fart jokes on there. I'm just warning you. So I'm all of the things. I will talk about spirituality and I will talk about farts. So you can reach me. My website is mobilelighthousellc.com. My email is mobilelighthousellc@gmail.com. On Instagram, you can find me at Mobile Lighthouse or Dawn.Bauer. And YouTube is the same. There's a Mobile Lighthouse one and then there's a Dawn Bauer.
Good. Well, let's subscribe to each other's YouTube channels. While you guys are all subscribing to Dawn's channel, be sure to subscribe to mine, Cornelia Stephanie, YouTube. And let's spread some joy and let's spread some fun. I don't know about the farts piece, but
You'll laugh. You'll laugh. It'll be fun. Okay,
yeah, let's have fun. That's the bottom one. Well, thank you, Dawn, for coming on today and sharing your joy with us and also for all the work that you're doing around the planet. It's wonderful that you're helping people. People need people, and that's fantastic. So thank you so much. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Are you ready to invest in your best self? Join Sabrina Wright as she shares tools for creating joy and balance in your life every single day. Sabrina is here to help you become your greatest advocate and empower you to make decisions that will help you live your best life. The Live the Good Life Show, connecting your physical and spiritual self, every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Find Sabrina at the right, W-R-I-G-H-T, balance.com.
We all carry around fears, insecurities, and other unhelpful feelings. It would be great to be able to just put them down. One day, two Buddhist monks were on a journey. They came to a fast-flowing river and saw a young woman unable to cross because she couldn't swim. The older monk, without hesitation, offered to help her across the water. Hours later, the younger monk couldn't contain himself any longer. We're not supposed to have contact with women, and yet you helped that woman across the river. Why? The older monk replied, "I put that young lady down hours ago. Why are you still carrying her?" Hi, I'm Sara Main, creator of Conscious Confidence, a Timeless Wisdom, and host of Conscious Confidence Radio. Learn how to put down those things of the past with my Fuse program. Buy my book, Conscious Confidence Today, at consciousconfidence.com and get started.
Hi, I'm Ambrosia.
And I'm Alexa.
And we are the hosts of Inner Bloom podcast.
A podcast about spirituality and intuitive development.
Together, we utilize our intuitive gifts and our own personal life experiences to empower you to live an extraordinary life.
Check us out and subscribe at innerbloompodcast.com.
Are you ready to awaken to your divine and true potential? Tune in to A Spirited Exchange Radio with me, Carrie Kadambi, every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific on transformationtalkradio.com. We discuss the evolution of the modern mind and how the power of awakening, healing, and connecting allows us to step into living a life of love in action. For more information about me, visit thedivineguidancegift.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on transformationtalkradio.com to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So, Get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. My next guest right now is Tricia Perrodeau. She is a nationally certified life coach and international master addiction specialist. And I'm really, really glad she's here to talk about this because I know there's so many people out there that are suffering with addictions. She loves to help change lives. She's on the front lines of making life better for those who so desire, and she has a passion to equip individuals with the right life skills and help them set the right aspirations so that they can live life freely. Tricia is also a writer and a personal life coach, professional life interventionist, and a master addictions coach that's based out of California, which I'm sure in California there's a lot of addictions going on as well as all over the world. Welcome to the show today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a big honor.
Yes, and like we were talking in the break, I was sharing with you that I'm glad you're here because as a recovering addiction person myself, I was an addict for many, many years from doing drugs to alcohol was never my choice, but definitely drugs and then also food addictions, carbohydrate addictions, and, really discovering like how deep that goes. And so is this a story that you want to share with us today about these kinds of things and how people can overcome addictions?
Absolutely. And you know, I do want to say, you know, I'm extremely passionate about it because I have a very long story of my own. Uh-huh. No way we could tackle it in 15 minutes. And I don't mean to laugh, but it's true. My story of trauma, sexual assault, domestic violence, eating disorders, control issues, chemical addictions, and, you know, shopping addiction, so on and so forth. A lot of big habits, a lot of big addictions, a lot of big things that stemmed from a lot of traumatic events that happened in my life starting at the age of 4. And so there's not a whole lot that I haven't experienced or had to walk through from being an adult child of an alcoholic, having been an alcoholic myself, as well as being a parent to somebody that does struggle with mental health and addiction severity that's pretty severe. And so, you know, I've just been in and around it my entire life in one shape, form, or another. And you know, something that I'm extremely passionate about, and it's really no secret, anybody that looks me up is going to find that I believe wholeheartedly that, you know, there is a whole population of the not so normal faces of addiction. I truly believe that, you know, my process in behavioral addiction started a whole lot earlier than my chemical addictions, and they carried through my life. And then it also played a big part, those process and behavioral addictions also played a big part in cross addictions. Whenever I would try to pull out of a chemical addiction, I always was replacing it. So we have this whole population of people out there, those not so normal faces that really, one, don't realize that they can benefit from a recovery program, a recovery system, a recovery lifestyle, but they also don't know where to find it, even if they do know, right? Because society holds an extremely narrow perspective. When we hear the words addiction and we hear the words recovery, I'm sure anybody that's listening, pause for a minute, say those words in your head. What pops up? The down, the out, the ill, the poorly functioning, right? Mm-hmm. On a street corner, whatever, right? Like non-functioning people. And I'm sorry, I don't fit that vision at all, nor will I own it. And it never was my story. But that doesn't make my addiction severity level, the piece that took me out, any less severe or less important or less deserving of a better life. So I believe that we all have the capability of living free from any negative attachment, from any habit, from any impulsivity, right? Anything, yep. Anything that could be holding us hostage or causing us to not be living the lifestyle that we desire. It is possible. And once I realized that, you know, I was doing a lot of seeking and, you know, if we back up a little bit again, you know, a handful of rape, sexual assault, traumatic events that happened in my life between 4 and 25, devastating, a lot of senseless death, traumatic deaths, from my father that raised me to 4 of my very close male friends. I went through life being an overachiever, always having to have that, those control mechanisms, always trying to look good on the outside because that's the conditioned way I was brought up, right? Put on your good face. But I always had this feeling of not being seen, not being heard, not having anything valuable or valid to add. And I had a huge fear of being left behind or abandoned as early in childhood. And so, you know, just through life, just consistently trying to, you know, to fit that, but then being faced with a physical body. I mean, I heard earlier, they were bringing up, you know, autoimmune. I have autoimmune and it's been battling for me, you know, since my late teens, with a very rare blood type and several autoimmune diseases. I've had several near-death experiences, which is fast forwarding us into how I got to where I am today. Because although I was able to, after, you know, meeting my husband and actually being shown what unconditional positive regard was, something I had never experienced before, with the exception of, you know, my own child that I gave birth to, right? Like, I actually experienced what unconditional positive regard was, what true love was. And in that, you know, my addictions and my eating disorder, like I had anorexia, body dysmorphia, and severe restricting habits before coming into this relationship. I was always able to get it under control, although I was still a daily drinker, right? So classified still as an alcoholic. I had a medical professional that after a hysterectomy, which was needed if I wanted to continue living, full hysterectomy at the age of 29, through the years, a lot of, you know, trials and challenges with our children. One of our daughters is a survivor of leukemia. And the other, our daughters just gave us a run for our money. As far as the emotional heartstrings that, you know, they put us, you know, through some things. But when I got into my 30s, you know, I developed, you know, because I needed something else to deal with, right? So generalized anxiety disorder with panic. And so a daily drinker with no hormones, autoimmune, and a lot of trauma that never was dealt with. It was shoved down, swept under the rug. Now I have generalized anxiety disorder. So my medical professional prescribed me Xanax, knowing that I was a daily drinker. And so, you know, the synergistic effects, like, so over the course of 5 years, the synergistic effects of the two, which are very dangerous, by the way, sure, I was a grown up. I could read the label. I knew you were supposed to, you know, not use that with alcohol, but, and I wasn't, but anyway, it exacerbated my anxiety. It grew my tolerance to alcohol, and it just, all of a sudden I was like, whoa, wait a minute. I was afraid to go to sleep at night. I could feel my liver working. I was waking up with physical withdrawal, something that at 42 years of age, I was like, wait a minute. I've been drinking since I was 12. I've never had this type of physical withdrawal, the shakes, the nausea, the, you know, everything. It wasn't okay with me because I'm a control freak, right? Got to have control. So I went to treatment.
I want to be able to let the audience know a little bit about your social media. So, sure. We want to find you because we just have about a little bit more than a minute left.
Okay.
And I know that I'd like to have you come back where we could talk longer. So it is a big one. It's a big one. And I know with addiction, there's a lot of loss that the person is facing continuously.
Sure.
Lots of loss. And it sounds like you've really had your hands full all the way. It's wonderful that you're still alive and here. So let's tell the audience how they can find you on social media and look you up.
Super easy. TurningLeavesRecovery.com is the website. TrishaPerido.com. And if Turning Leaves Recovery, I think it's 2015 is the Facebook page. And I am Trisha Perido on Instagram.
Good.
And in there, they can learn everything, all of the life skills that we actually tackle, because I have been having nothing but success teaching people how to let go of their external drives and creating the emotional intelligence.
Yeah. And it's because of a person like you that's gone through it yourself that really knows firsthand on how to, heal this very, very deep wound of being an addictive soul that is here in this life to, recover from that and have a different story.
Absolutely.
So thank you, Trisha, for coming on. We're going to take a break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion with me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death? From debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kuyper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind. Anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss every first Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit BeyondProof.com.
Mary Jane Mack, and I'd love to tell you about the latest technology of the Volara Company. I've been using the Volara Company equipment, the air machines, since 1992, and I have found them to be totally successful in killing mold, mildew, and keeping your house fresh and clean. If you'd like more information on it, you can look at MaryJaneMack.com or call our office at 888-777-4232.
Has your kindness been used against you? Are you ready to clear the confusion and reconnect with your power? Then it's time to become toxic person proof. Join toxic relationship specialist Sarah K. Ramsey as she gives you the secrets to rebuilding and rebranding your life after a toxic person encounter. It's time to get past the past, get real about the present, and get serious about your future. For more information, visit sarahkramsey.com.
What we've been taught and told is not all there is. Life is all about energy, and the energy you feel is real. Tune into the Energy Paradigm each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com with Dr. Vic. The Energy Paradigm is an eye-opening, mind-shifting, transformative, and earth-shattering way to live, work, and do business that will enable you to unlock your magic every day. Visit TheEnergyParadigm.com.
You know, marriage is not always easy, but skills that improve communication go a long way. Tune in to The Relationship Rehab Show, Recovering Happiness in Your Love with Nancy Landrum and Dr. Pat each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Nancy is an author and teacher empowering couples to create and sustain loving marriages. Learn to listen, speak, and handle conflict with respect so your love can flourish. To learn more about Nancy and her work, visit NancyLandrum.com.
My next guest is going to also bring us right back to the core. Mary Kwan, America's female empowerment expert and author, has over a decade of experience helping women rapidly transform traumatic moments into points of power. She's the founder of Light Warrior School, fostering emotional intelligence in children, and creator of Optimal Human Development. Mary is the author of Amazon international bestseller, The Empowered Child, Raising Conscious, Confident, Connected Kids. She's also another bestseller of another book, but I'm not going to go into the whole bio because I want to talk to this lady. She's doing incredible work. Welcome to the show today.
Thank you so much for having me, Cornelia. It's such an honor to be here.
Thank you. We were talking in the break, and I was asking you, is your work primarily with kids, or do you work with the adults? And you said,
it's both. You know, I do work primarily with the adults, but the answer truly is, in order for us to have long-lasting change through the generations after we leave this planet, we've got to hit the parent to help them heal their own inner childhood wounds. And then the adult can be available to be positive and conscious parents for the next generation. And that's how we rewrite the storyline for humanity. There's too much oppression and harm and abuse going on in the world. I mean, the UN has an initiative that they've heightened that by 2030, they want to eliminate and eradicate violence against women and children. It's not a lot of time. So we've got to step it up and get this word out there.
What inspired you to do this work?
You know, I chuckle because most people that I know who are in this empowerment type of work, it's because we've had to overcome a lot. And being raised by two narcissists and one of them being deeply depressed, the level of abuse sexually, verbally, physically was just insane. Let's just put it that way. And it gets repeated time and again throughout your whole entire life until you figure out there's a pattern in your subconscious mind informing you of how to live your life. And if you don't understand the mechanism behind what's happening within you that's invisible, you can't see, you're only experiencing the result in your life, it'll be proof to prove to you and tell you, oh, I'm a victim. But actually, it's okay if you were a child who was victimized and you didn't deserve that. But as an adult, we have the opportunity to go back and heal those wounds and liberate you from that mental jail that you didn't know you were in. And I had to recently graduate, I call it a graduation, from an abusive marriage. And I took my two young girls, and they were the two that gave me the wings to fly. Because when they came to my side and asked, "Mommy, are you okay? You know, I don't like X, Y, and Z," that was the brick on my head and said, "Girl, you cannot repeat what your parents did and let these kids think they have the duty of saving your marriage." So I had to get us out of there, and we're on the road of recovery. We left a couple months before COVID and went to a town where we didn't know a soul, had no contacts, and started over. And we're resilient, you know, having the tools to heal. Number one, you've got to have a network of people to lean on. Number two, you've got to go get help, whether it's with someone like me or another person you resonate with, but you've got to have somebody who's walked the terrain and understand where to go to reclaim yourself piece by piece. Because the problem is most people will lift the Pandora's box and very quickly slam it down because it's just too terrifying. And I get that because it can feel overwhelming. But at the same time, I want to encourage the listeners to understand that it's our duty. Now that you've watched this, I've expanded your understanding and you can't go back. And it might take you time to just kind of percolate on when you're ready, but you can't shrink back now that your mind has been expanded, that there is an invisible mechanism informing you of how to live your life, even if it's toxic. And once you heal, then you can help other people.
Yeah, it's beautifully said. You're such a well articulated speaker. I'm totally resonating with every word. I too grew up in a dysfunctional family, and I also was subject to violence in my childhood, and see the violence still today. You know, the violence that happens, domestic violence, any kind of violence is against our human nature. It's against our human nature, and we have to stand up to it, unless we're being honored, anything else is just not tolerable. It's just not acceptable, right?
I love that so much. It's a really elevating our standard. Nobody ever says that unless it's honoring you. It's not, you can't accept it.
Yeah, it has to be. I just get the chills. It has to be honored because it really truly begins with first, you know, honoring ourselves. If there's no one there to honor you, and that positive momentum hasn't, you know, landed in your experience, you first take the steps in honoring yourself. And you did that with you and your girls. How old are your girls?
They're 5 and 8 today. And we left when they were 4 and 7. And, you know, why I'm passionate about empowering mothers and children is for us to help the children, like I said, we have to heal ourselves first and foremost in order to have the space to hold the container for the children. Because whatever we're experiencing, they're experiencing 100-fold more because they don't have the words to communicate that brokenness that they're feeling. They don't know how to be resilient. They don't have the tools. And so when we learn how to heal ourselves, we can bring it to them in a way that's child-appropriate language and guide them through it and give them permission to feel. Yeah. Because I think as another tangent or connected point is that in our society, we really don't give boys and girls the opportunity to feel. They want to be silenced, be like, don't bother me, stop crying. But what happens? We create societies of people that don't know how to evolve their emotional intelligence. They don't know how to work with their own traumas or disappointments. And then it gets projected out and hurt other people.
Are you there? Are you there? Let's see.
Oh, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, now we can.
Okay.
So yes, so well, let's see. Are you hearing me okay?
I'm hearing you. Can you hear me?
Oh, good. Yes, we can hear each other again. So let's tell the audience where they can catch up with you, where they can follow you on social media, and where they can contact you for possible work and, collaboration.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. You can find me at my website, optimalhumandevelopment.com. And I'm on social media. You can find me on Twitter, Changemaker Mary, on IG at Changemaker underscore Mary.
Yeah. And I think it's so wonderful, the work that you're doing. It is so needed because we are breaking those ancestral patterns, those habits of the past where we weren't allowed to feel. I heard you say that it's not your children's job to save you. And this is really important because most of the children are empaths and they can feel the energy of their parents, and they can feel it, and they take on that emotion, and they carry the emotion around that they're feeling. And I'm sure that you have found that within your own life and also in the lives of your clients.
So true. And I am glad you brought up that point, because the book I wrote, The Empowered Child, is all about teaching parents that empathic connection and how to help empower the kids.
Changemaker Mary. Is that the book on Amazon?
That book is on Amazon, Barnes and Nobles. You can find it anywhere.
Good. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you. Your
beautiful self with the world. And thank you for sharing all of your gifts.
Thank you for having me, Cornelia.
Thank you, everyone, for listening and tuning in. We'll see you again next time on the Stories of Hope. See you and take care.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.